This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
One of the challenges of reducing gun violence in Milwaukee is that many of the shooters appear to get away with it. Police say the city is above the national average in the homicide clearance rate, which means an arrest and turning the case over for prosecution. Still, at least one-fifth of the killings in Milwaukee are unsolved this year. Likewise, about two-thirds of non-fatal shootings. Chuck Kornbach has the first installment of a three-part series looking at gun violence.
On June 25th, Imani Robinson was walking to a corner store at 39th and Center Street in Milwaukee. His family says he was caught in a crossfire and hit by a bullet. The 16-year-old died the next day. Robinson's mother, Latasha Davis, has been urging witnesses to come forward.
If anybody know anything, just please come forward and tell MPD. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to inbox me through Facebook or anything like that. The police should be the first ones to know.
MPD, or the Milwaukee Police Department, said last week that it's arrested one of three people who allegedly fired guns outside the store. Davis is urging all the shooters to step up.
Turn yourself in. That's your best bet. Get whatever you got coming. Get it over with. Lord have mercy. You took away somebody's life, my son's life.
Davis spoke at a neighborhood gathering held about 2 weeks after the shooting. The event's message, including on a boombox, was strongly anti-violence.
Violence will only make us weaker. Stop the violence for the sake of us.
Local resident Farina Brooks helped organize the event. She says living in an area with a lot of shootings is difficult, especially when some are unsolved.
You know, I've been here in that same house since like 1990. And so I've seen the community go up and down and bad and worse. And so it's like, you know, okay, I'm tired.
Nationwide, about 60% of murder cases are cleared by arrest or other means. Milwaukee officials say there's been some fluctuation in the local clearance rate, but that this year the number is up to 75% to 80%. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm says that's still not good enough.
There's never an acceptable clearance rate short of 100%, right?
Chisholm says his office is trying to hold people accountable, but he says in some cases, especially non-fatal shootings, which typically only have a 33% clearance rate, some victims and witnesses may not want to cooperate. He says people are frequently scared, dislike police, or are planning to take revenge. Chisholm also says getting a conviction in a murder trial, which is not part of the clearance rate, can be difficult. So the district attorney says more efforts to prevent violent crime would help police and prosecutors deal with remaining cases. But he says proposed federal budget cuts would weaken prevention. Chisholm has used federal dollars to put staff in neighborhoods to head off violence.
If you take all those resources away, everybody is essentially just chasing their tail all the time. The police are just going from what they would call one hitch to the next hitch to the next hitch. The prosecutors are just doing an assembly line of cases because they have no other choice.
A longtime observer of the criminal justice system agrees that prevention is key. Stan Stojkovic is dean of the School of Social Welfare at UW-Milwaukee. Stojkovic argues the clearance rate is just a measure of police activity. He says it will take community investment and political will to make the streets safer.
What do the schools look like? What do the families look like? What's the employment looking like? The places of worship, what's going on with them? That's a better measure than waiting for criminal justice, which tends to be very reactive after someone is shot.
The outcome of budget debates in Washington and Madison may help dictate how much money Milwaukee has to spend on violence reduction. Meanwhile, community activists like Vaughn Mays are urging witnesses to speak to them if there's concern about telling the police.
Because we live here and we're from here, they may feel comfortable telling us things. And again, be proactive in stopping this kind of thing from happening.
Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This series continues with a look at the toll this violence takes on individuals and the community.